16th of June 2009. First link today is this video over on Dailymotion called The Ultimate Compilation. I don't really like using the words that they've put, non-stop, funny, crazy, extreme, amazing and cool videos for 35 minutes. Okay, what they have done is that somebody has sat down for 35 minutes and recorded and stitched together a load of music and these videos from the net that you see where people are causing themselves extreme pain. If you're bored and you want to watch something for half an hour and you're not too squeamish, then go and check that link out. I found it quite entertaining parts, but in others, just wrong, just completely wrong. And that's probably the reason why there's so much of this stuff on the interwebs. The next link is over on Crazy Junkyard. I really, really like the design of Crazy Junkyard. They've got this really like wispy effect of the, like these green sort of layers on the left-hand side. And what Crazy Junkyard do is they collect together the most abstract, bizarre, cool, quirky blog posts and stuff that they can find around the web. It's a really, really nice theme, a really nice design. I see a lot of bloggers these days who are doing this sort of stuff. And I've subscribed to him. Fantastic place. That's over at crazyjunkyard.com. Next link is a great, great site, mainly because it pushes the boundaries of VR. I got in touch with a guy after seeing another mashup that they'd done with VR that basically took these really high definition imagery of aerial photography and mashed it together with, I presume, either Yahoo or Google Maps. And they've built a mapping system called Pixel Case, which allows them to do a lot more advanced stuff than just, you know, overhead flyovers. And they've done this really great mashup regarding a Bay Area, where the Bay Area is completely undeveloped. So you can click on different lots to see what size the lot is and how much it is. And then they've got floor plans and they all pop up. Really pushing VR quite, you know, forward. But what I like about the Pixel Case virtual tour of New York is that they've layered over this beautifully mellow ambient sort of music, trance music if you like, trancy music. And there's a few little shots on there. There's one of downtown New York where it goes by the side of this glass building. It's just incredible detail, beautiful to look at. Go and check it out. Also go and check out Pixel Case themselves. They're actually on Twitter as well, Pixel Case. Next link is over on Knell.org, so Knell.org. This is an open source WAP and SMS gateway. I was looking at this SMS gateway over the last 10 days, mainly because we were building a one tweet initiative system to be able to take a 140 character message via SMS text message, so you don't have to have a Twitter account, and then forward it on to a Twitter account and track the mention of it. The reason why we need this is, or why Sleepy Dog needs this, is because there's a lot of people turning up at Amplified events who are not on Twitter, believe it or not, and so we still have to support those as well. We were going to look into using this canal. But we realise we don't have to go down into that much depth. There's some fantastic companies that are already doing SMS stuff that we can use very easily. One of them being Acidence. I can't even pronounce their name. I'll put a link in the show notes anyway. Next link is Huda Geo. Huda Geo is a one-stop geolocating for the map. What's cool about this, and I think it's worth every penny, is it allows you to geotag your photos either in Google Earth or Flickr, or you can put them on Loker as well. And it basically stores the latitude and longitude within the image file. So basically you can all the EXIF and XMP and IPTC tags, they're all stored in there, which programs like iPhoto 09 pick up on. So what's cool about it is that you can take photos and it'll automatically, when you import them, put them into your, you know, send them onto your Flickr account and it'll put them on the map. Really, really smart little piece of software, actually. Automatically matches the photos to your GPS track logs and waypoints. Next link I wanted to mention quickly is over on tweetdeck.com. Most people who use Twitter know about TweetDeck, but I wanted to give props to Ian Dodsworth, who makes TweetDeck, for doing such a great job with the TweetDeck iPhone application and such great timing as well. You can basically sync the two now. You can only sign up from your iPhone to the Twitter account, to the services account, but once you've got things set up, it actually syncs the columns and the searches that you got in between the two. It's fantastic. The UI on the TweetDeck app on the iPhone is beautiful. I've actually gone over 5 minutes now. It's 5:23. I've been increased in size of the time that I can use, but I'm going to try and keep them within 5 minutes. But it means I don't have to rush at the end of a post. So see you tomorrow. Please leave any comments. If there's anything that you want me to look at specifically, or you've got a need for an application or a site, just let me know. Cheers. Bye.